B-Pod Studios.
Good morning, everybody.
What's today?
What's today?
Is this Thursday?
Wake up! Wake up!
Don't make me get violent early in the morning.
Man up and deal with it.
Also, it is Thursday.
This show is more fun
in the morning.
So, let's go have some fun.
We like to have fun.
We're entertainers. That's what we do.
Okay, the show's about to start. Let's get ready.
Let's start the show.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
A friend of mine posted on Facebook that yesterday said, does anybody think it's Thursday? And it dawned on me. Yeah, I did think yesterday.
Yeah,
was
I did
Thursday.
Too.
Didn't I? What, yep. What is going on?
I did actually forgot that Lucy had a horseback riding lesson and totally forgot.
Oh, no.
Yes, because
oh,
I thought boy. It was Thursday yesterday, whoops. Not Wednesday.
Was whoops. She sad?
No, she was bowling.
Oh. What a life this kid has.
Right?
Jeez. Oh, sorry you missed horse riding. You were bowling. Okay, thanks.
I know. Further confusing it, we have Football Friday with Zoe today on Thursday because we have football tonight.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
I'm going to be confused all day today,
right.
Too.
You don't know what the heck day it is.
Yeah.
So I, watched,
I might not show up tomorrow.
Did you see, because all football Patriots access, is that what it's called?
Oh, all access?
All access, yeah. Patriots. And Zoe's all over that. And so I watched it last night, and he gets Belichick to talk more than anybody I know. As a matter of fact, Belichick won't shut up. And I
really?
Never thought I'd say that.
I think Zoe has the Kevorka when
serious.
It comes to Belichick. It's like they...
They are, yeah, he yeah. likes them. It's he's Belichick is downright charming.
He's probably amused by Scott Zolak.
There's a real good chemistry there. You can see they actually like each other, and he won't stop talking. So he takes the Belistrator out. You seen the Belistrator?
Oh yeah. So they diagram plays.
Yeah.
Oh,
you haven't seen that, huh, LBF?
No.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Well,
is it on Bravo?
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it.
Belichick will break down one play for 15 minutes.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I mean, rewind forward, rewind forward.
Wow.
Wow.
Even stop Zoe, hitting on me, Belichick.
Yeah, no, no, why Zoe wanted to put his glasses on to take a nap, his sunglasses. Anyway, no, it's good. So we will talk to Zoe this morning at 8:40 because, yeah, it's Football Friday on Thursday, like Brian said, so... We got that going for us. Plus, two more days for the 80s artist of the day.
Oh, okay. Yes. $1,000.
Yep,
or 10 if you get really lucky.
Yes. I can't tell you who it is. Someone took my slip. But, oh. Well, you know what? That's what we call a tease in radio.
Okay.
So I'll find out. I'll tell you next who to listen to for $5,000 today.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
Yes, it's brought to you by, I believe, the United States Census Bureau. If you're looking for a great-paying part-time job with flexible hours, check out 2020 Census Jobs. Apply today at 2020census.gov/jobs to help strengthen your community. All right, three cool things. This is something that's been baffling people for 40 years. Steve Miller, the Joker.
Okay.
Right? The Pompatus of Love.
Yeah.
People say it. There's actually been movies, I think, called The Pompatus of Love. But no one knows what it is.
So what is it, Bob?
Let's find out. Here's Steve Miller on this was Jimmy Fallon show.
You came up with the phrase Pompatus of Love. Well, that was an old doo-wop song, you know, and it was like, come closer, darling, and I want to speak to you about the pompatus of love.
Yeah.
You know, except I think it was a different term and I had misunderstood it, so I had made up the word pompatus. And the funny thing about that was for years after that, I would get letters from people going, Steve, what does the pompatus of love mean?
Yeah.
You know, and I had no answer.
I have no idea.
It's just a song. You know?
Yeah, funny. I never knew.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved. He doesn't even know. But now we got to figure out what doo-wop song had the.
I know. I'm gonna have to Google that.
Pompatus of love.
I got it.
Oh, what is it?
What is it?
It was in the doo-wop song "The Letter."
Ah.
That's been covered a million times too. It was in "The Letter."
And he thought they were saying the pompatus of love.
What were they saying?
Some other weird word.
Okay.
All right,
okay, vocab improvement.
Yeah, I know.
Deep dive. All right, Brian, what's cool?
All right, well, you know what's cool is it's almost time for El Camino, a Breaking Bad movie. It's released tomorrow. And the cool thing is so that everybody's making the rounds on Kimmel last night. Aaron Paul was on it. I'm going to post it at WROR.com. Aaron Paul did a recap of the entire Breaking Bad series in 2.5 minutes.
Oh, I love that.
So, yeah. That should be cool.
Okay.
I am currently working my way through the entire series again as a refresher, but the movie El Camino drops tomorrow in select theaters around here. It's at Coolidge Corner.
Okay. What,
and
what,
it'll
now,
be on
what
Netflix.
Is it? What is El Camino, the
it's
movie?
It's a continuation from where Breaking Bad left off, and it starts out, basically, the trailer was great because it had Jesse Pinkman's El Camino that he drove away
right.
at the end of Breaking Bad. So it picks up right there.
Really?
Okay.
So, yeah. So
select theaters.
I gotta watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
LBF, what's cool?
Okay. This is a statistic that really surprised me, but then it didn't. 1 in 4 people have had a sexual fantasy about a cartoon character. Which at first blush, I was like, that's weird.
Cartoon.
But then I thought about Prince Eric from The Little Mermaid, and I'm like, he's not bad.
Oh, was he? Wait a minute. Is he blonde?
No, he's got dark hair and really nice eyes.
Okay.
Wow. All right, so there's the one.
No, but like if you think about
1 in 4 have fantasies about, okay.
We were talking about you guys, like Marvel characters are like...
Well, Jessica Rabbit's a
classic. Jessica Rabbit, I mean, Harley Quinn from Batman.
See, it does, when you start
comic,
like
you know.
Thinking, it's like...
Yeah, it's weird.
You know.
Sure. Hey, you see the Comic-Con, all those outfits. That,
exactly.
So it's not so bad.
I'm surprised it's only 1 in 4.
Yeah, right.
I know.
Well, you mentioned Ariel in the studio.
Right.
Yeah.
Those little shell bathing suit tops.
Seashells.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
It's a little weird.
It's just a little weird.
What about Kathy, the comic
Okay. All right.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I think we're done. Okay. Speaking of cartoon characters.
Some people call me Space Cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the Gangster of Love. People call me Maurice. Woo! Woo! The beak of the Pompatoose of love.
The Pompatoose.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm curious if anybody else who's listening has...
Name a hot cartoon character? You're going there?
Yes, I'm going there because I don't want to be alone with Prince Eric, or do I? 617-931-1057. Like, is there one we're missing out on?
Well, Belle was cute. She was
was cute.
Covered up a little bit.
Yeah, I know. There's lots, a lot of dress.
Yeah. a lot of dress for Belle. Sometimes that's not a bad thing. Okay.
Rex Ryan would have loved Cinderella.
Are you going with this? You really are? Why not? 617-931-1057. Who's a hot cartoon character? Wow.
This show is weird.
This is weird. I can't believe I just asked that question on FM radio in Boston. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob Bronson with LBF and Brian. And, I guess we're really doing this.
Yeah, we are.
It's not like we came in this morning with a wacky idea. You just happened to mention an interesting fun fact.
Yeah, 1 in 4 people had a sexual fantasy about a cartoon character.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm like, that's weird. And then I started thinking, and then I was like, you know, Prince Eric, Prince Naveen, Princess and the Frog, he's cute.
All right,
and I'm not alone.
Apparently not. ROR.
Yeah, Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble.
Betty Rubble.
Wow, you're like an older lady.
Yeah. Well, she wasn't older then.
No, I'm seeing what you're saying.
Yeah.
Betty was always put together.
She was.
And the mom on Family Guy is pretty hot, too.
Oh, my God. Okay. Lois?
Lois.
Mommy.
Yeah.
Weirder than I thought. Thanks, Mike. All right, Cricket, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Who's your hot cartoon character?
It's Jessica Rabbit. You guys already said it.
You got it.
So have a great day. Go Patriots.
Yeah, go Pats. Al, who's your hot cartoon character?
He-Man's chick. She-Ra.
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 Wow. All right. Wow. That's a strong representation.
Throwback.
Throwback. Thank you. Mike, who's your hot cartoon character?
Jasmine from Aladdin.
Oh, good one. She looks like a Kardashian.
She's really smoking hot. And
wow.
Believe it or not, you get the two girls from Scooby-Doo.
You know what? Not the two.
Like,
come on, Daphne.
Scoob.
No, Daphne's the hot one. What's
Velma?
Daphne's hot.
Velma.
And Velma, you know, if you're a nerd, you like her.
Right.
Like a studious type.
Right. Under that bulky sweater.
Oh, my God. Wow. With a big neck collar.
Yeah.
And I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
That's right. They're always meddling, those kids. Well, there you have it, LBF.
Yeah.
You You ignited a quite a topic.
Yep.
All right.
Those one in
good.
Four people all called us.
Exactly. You know what? Wave that freak flag. I don't care.
All right.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
It is brought to you by Sullivan Tire LBF.
Okay, we're going to get to why Oprah didn't have kids, and I'm fascinated by this story. She's got a real good point. But first, we have to talk about Matt Lauer, and it's not a subject I'm really happy about, but I think he's a monster, and yep. I think his colleagues think he's a monster. So Ronan Farrow, as if you remember, kind of broke this whole Harvey Weinstein thing. And the reason that that happened,
yep.
he wrote it in The New Yorker. He was working for NBC at the time, Ronan Farrow.
Right, right.
And NBC squashed the story.
Because it was their guy.
Because, well, Harvey, they didn't want
Harvey.
To touch Harvey.
Oh.
This is how it started. So then NBC, that whole Harvey Weinstein thing happened in The New Yorker, and then the ripple effect was that people were getting called out on the things that they have done to in the workplace. Matt Lauer at NBC had been accused of being sexually inappropriate with one of the associate producers there. But in the book that's coming out, Catch and Kill by Ronan Farrow, it delves deeper into that accusation. Why was Matt Lauer just suddenly let go? And it's because that wasn't just an affair, it was an assault.
Yeah.
And this is what Matt Lauer's colleagues, you know, I believe the girls. So this is what Hoda and Savannah Guthrie said yesterday about learning all this information.
I feel like we owe it to our viewers to pause for a moment. You know, this is shocking and appalling. And I know it wasn't easy for our colleague Brooke to come forward then. It's not easy now. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very, very, very difficult.
You feel like you've known someone for 12 years and then all of a sudden, like, a door opens up and it's a part of them you didn't know. And we don't know all the facts in all of this, but there are not allegations of an affair. There are allegations of a crime. I think that's shocking to all of us here who've sat with Matt for many, many years.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
This producer alleges that Matt Lauer sexually assaulted her in Sochi at the Olympics back in 2014. Mm-hmm. And then she continued to have sexual relations with him afterwards. That's where she's really regretful. She says, quote, "This was where I blame myself most for. It was completely transactional. It was not a relationship."
What is transactional? So,
like, basically,
she's getting something.
She
for
was like,
it,
she was protecting her job.
Okay.
Because he was the big guy there, yeah. and she was, you know, the underling. And some, you know, it's about power, too.
Yeah.
And then she told Meredith Vieira, and Meredith Vieira was like, "You got to go to HR." And then when she went to HR, that's when everything unfolded.
Kaboom.
But so the details
this,
are coming
quick.
Out. Yeah.
Why is the book called Catch and Kill?
Like, I think it might be. I was actually thinking about this, and yeah. I'm going to guess. I think that they killed the story. So when he caught Harvey Weinstein, and they killed the story. So it's about crime and the cover-up by NBC. And the NBC executives are really shaking in their boots. Anne Curry actually weighed in on this whole thing. And she said that she said, "Brooke Nevels is a credible young woman of good character. She came to NBC News as an eager and guileless 20-something, brimming with talent. I believe she's telling the truth, and that breaks my heart."
Yeah.
Anne Curry. I think people hate Matt Lauer. I think that people really did not like Matt Lauer.
Anne Curry did not like
Matt Lauer has denied the whole thing. And he, in his statement, which is getting a lot of flack, he basically blames the victim. He's not a good guy. Mm. So that's happening.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Oprah reveals why she did not have any kids. I just want to mention this because she's pretty smart. I mean, not to say that you shouldn't have kids, but she said.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But she said when she learned the depth of responsibility and sacrifice that is actually required to be a mother, she realized she wasn't cut out for it. She says, you know, "I don't have the ability to compartmentalize the way I see other women do. Nobody gives women the credit they deserve."
And plus, she was so, at that time, busy with the show, making money.
But some
all that.
People are busy and they have kids. She just decided not to. I mean, what did Emma say in terms of endearment?
I don't know.
I forgot.
Wait a minute. I have what she said.
Oh,
she said, "As hard as you think it is, you wish it was that easy."
Yeah.
And that's motherhood.
Wow. Right over my head. There it goes.
Oh, it's classic.
Is it? Still over my head. Fine. I want to talk about hot cartoon characters. Isn't that more
fun? All right. Well, we can do that, Bob. Let's do that.
That's more fun. Thanks.
It is, yeah.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:13. Hey, weather, by the way. Coastal flood advisory in effect from 9 tonight. And it ends Friday this morning at 1 o'clock. So lots of wind and rain, up to 40 miles an hour. Boy, Tom's going to – can you imagine our kicking problems already?
Oh boy.
Yeah. We're going to be doing a lot of two-point conversions tonight, I'm sure. All right, this report sponsored by Dodge Power Dollars.
I don't know what that
You've
means.
Confused LBF.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, LBF, don't you think we should go for two?
Why are we talking about Weight Watchers?
Exactly. Yes, get Dodge Power Dollars. With a new Dodge vehicle purchase, the math is simple. For every horsepower of your new vehicle, you'll get $10 off. So peeling on a Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Redeye, you just got $7,970 off. Okay, you had a really interesting term. I like it. Facebook
amnesia.
Amnesia.
Yeah.
So
it's that, when people forget that they did something mean to you in the past and then friend you on Facebook.
I like it. I like it.
Well, I'm like, really?
So you don't forget, huh?
No.
I had an episode.
I'm a Scorpio.
That's good to know. I'm going to sleep in the desert. Okay. I had an incident that with a high school friend, gal, who many years ago was broke. And I loaned her $200 to fly to Maine for our high school reunion.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I didn't have a lot of extra money back then. It was maybe our fifth or tenth. I don't know. It was one of those
okay.
two. And anyway, I loaned her $200. She says, great, I'll pay you back at the reunion. She came, and I was just waiting for my money, and I didn't ask her. I was too whatever. I just thought, well, she's going to offer me the money.
Yeah, it's weird. Money's weird.
Never offered me the money.
Oh,
so that's boom. Been a long time. And then recently, she Facebook requested me. And
wow.
I was unsure because I haven't forgotten that $200.
It's hard to forget.
With interest. But I know it makes me a bad guy probably, but
no, it's normal.
I've never asked for it.
Yep.
And I didn't accept her friendship immediately. I put her in
You wanted to wait, have her
I put her in
sweat.
Purgatory.
Yeah.
Let her think about what she's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
Right? So is that correct me if I'm wrong. Would you accept her?
Yeah, I'd accept her, but I would be like, hey, this is my friend who I loaned $200 2 years ago. That's how I would describe her.
That's
to everybody.
How you would describe her.
or maybe, wow. Bobby, what you could do is have like a friend request fee and accept it.
For $200.
For $200, I will add you.
I didn't think of that, Brian.
Yeah,
I'm accepting now.
A little adding tax.
But yeah, like it's funny, you know, because people come out of the woodwork and they, you know, even a while ago and just like, you're like, you were so mean to me in middle school, and now, like, it's like bygones? But, you know, it is, I guess.
So somebody was mean to you in middle school, and they Facebook required, like, it was nothing, right?
Yeah, like, they didn't, they weren't, like, nothing had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they didn't even remember, which makes me think they didn't remember.
All right, so.
But I remember.
All right, so here's the question. Should we have Facebook amnesia with these two requests? All right?
Okay.
Let's see if we can get some advice from our listeners. Correct us if we're wrong.
Should we just
that.
Forget it and be friends, or should we just stand our ground and be like that
Hold
person?
Hold a grudge.
$200 was a lot
exactly.
of money back then. Let me tell you. And with interest, it's real. It's
you
a
hold
lot
this?
More. Yeah.
Call the ROR Morning Show now at 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Elton John, I want to buy that book. It looks real good. He's
delicious.
Dishing.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I bet he has Facebook amnesia.
I bet he does.
He's not afraid. Yeah. All right, Debbie. So, LBF and I are wondering if we should accept people from the past who weren't so nice to us on Facebook. What do you say?
I say no.
No.
There's an old saying. Yeah, don't accept them from the past. No. There's an old saying that says, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me once, shame on me. No, you.
No.
Fool me twice, shame on you.
No, it's fool me.
This is hilarious.
I think, correct me if
fool
I'm wrong.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. It's my fault.
No, it's the other way around.
No.
Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on you. The bad things are happening. Come on.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think, you know, I mean, this is something wrong to your rules. Why give him a chance to do it again?
All right. So you say don't.
Yeah,
him,
so it's like it's not a good idea.
Yeah, all right.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. We're not that smart.
Oh, my
Sean,
God.
Sean, go ahead. What's your take on it?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sean. What do you say?
Number one, who's on first?
Right, exactly.
Yes. Definitely accept the request, but attach the Venmo link to that. That'll give it a hint.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here's a Venmo in case you just want to make it easy.
Make
it a lot easier. Yeah,
that's true. That's good. Very easy. Sean. Keep it very digital.
Okay. I'm still. Thanks,
it's
Sean.
It's fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Just
Googled it.
Yes,
it is.
Seemed like it would be the other way around. Thanks,
Mystery solved.
Which one do they pay you $200?
I always thought it was fool me.
I know. I realize that, but
okay, fine.
Shame on you.
Wow. The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob and LBF and Brian. And today we're just wondering if there's such a thing as Facebook amnesia where you just have to forget, and forgive and forget, that people wronged you in the past when they Facebook request you. You had a kid in middle school who was a mean girl.
Yep.
She requested you.
Yep.
And I had a girl who owed me $200 for like 30 years. And she had requested me. But I can't forget. I don't know why.
Is it a bygones thing? Or
I don't know. Patty, correct us if we're wrong. What do you say? Patty?
Hey there, Patty.
Hey.
I just had a comment about that fool me once, fool me twice thing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The reason is, if you fool me once, shame on you for fooling somebody.
Yep.
You fool me twice, shame on me for falling for it again.
Exactly.
That's why I came that way.
Exactly.
All right. So fool me three times.
So don't be friends with them because you're going to get burned again.
Yeah.
Well, my motto is I'll give them another shot, but I am very aware of what they're doing.
Right.
So, you know, like usually I give people three shots.
I love three shots.
Okay. All right.
Shaquille is my fave.
We know. Okay. ROR, hello.
You should definitely have Facebook amnesia because if it's an old friend, like the middle school thing or even the high school thing, connecting to other people you've lost contact with that didn't do you wrong.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. So you're using her to bridge, right?
Yeah, using the person. Yeah. I like how you think. That's kind of good. It's a little...
You're at another level.
Yeah, exactly.
You really are. Thank you.
Well, it kind of happens. So.
Yeah, it does. It does happen. Okay, that's right. You're a better person than I am.
Pam.
Hi.
What's your advice?
I'm on the fence.
Now, so am I. That's purgatory.
Right?
You know, you want to be the bigger person and say forgive. But there's some things that just aren't forgivable.
Right.
Like which one? The
$200? Well, $200? I had a girl that tortured me from kindergarten to eighth grade.
Oh, really?
And I can't forgive her.
No.
I saw her when I was about 20. She had no clue who I was. I saw her when I was 40. She still didn't know who I was. And I'm like, how can you forget the person you tortured for 8 years?
Oh, my God. Is she hideously ugly and broke?
No, she's gorgeous.
I hate it when that happens. Oh, my God. Always the case.
Yep. Are you Facebook friends with her, Pam?
No, I refuse.
Good for you. Good for you.
Damn, Pam. You ain't messing around.
All right.
I like it. Thanks, Pam. You had to ask, huh, LBF?
Oh, God.
Is she hideous? No.
No, it's usually, that's what you hope for, but you know what? It's usually the other. It's true. If somebody's mean to you, you're like, you didn't age well, or boy, I'm sorry about that.
That's really awful.
Financial problem. When somebody's mean
very
to
honest,
you.
Very honest, very awful.
Super. Yeah. Maybe too
it
honest.
Sticks.
Okay. So
you need
you
a couch.
There we go. Let's see what's coming up with your dirty laundry.
Speaking of doing you wrong, Matt Lauer is kind of a monster, and there's more allegations against him, and his response is really bad, and we'll have all that next.
the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
LBF. Yeah. Brian, wave to the camera because we're live on Facebook. I think,
oh, hey.
Hi out there if you're on Facebook. We're matchy-matchy today, LBF.
I know. We didn't even plan it.
What do you call this? Maroon?
Maroon.
We're maroon, too.
Wow. I was this like close that. To putting on my maroon
serious?
Sweater this
we
morning.
We would have been maroon 3.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So close. Tomorrow. All right. Dirty Laundry brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's.
Okay. Why did Oprah refuse to have kids? But first, we have to talk about Matt Lauer. So there's a new book, Ronan Farrow's new book, Catch and Kill, is out, and it contains pretty serious allegation against Matt Lauer. He talked to Brooke Nevels, the former NBC employee whose complaint about Lauer got him fired in 2017. So they never really discussed, no one ever really knew what it was about, just that he allegedly sexually harassed her. But now she says that Lauer raped her in a hotel room in the 2014 Sochi Olympics. And NBC issued a statement yesterday saying Matt Lauer's conduct was appalling, horrific, and reprehensible. As we said at the time, that's why he was fired within 24 hours of us first learning of the complaint. Our hearts break again for our colleague. But then Lauer, who's been silent since 2017, which, boy, was that a pleasure, decided to crawl out of from under his rock.
Why?
And write a letter, and he fought back hard. It's a phenomenal case study in a powerful man sort of making himself out to be a victim. He just says that she's lying. He claims that it was consensual, but it was part of an ongoing affair. He says, I'm a family man. I stayed quiet for too long.
Why? Now, it seems to me the only thing he should be doing is throwing himself at the mercy of public opinion. Say, look, I really made a lot of mistakes. I was power hungry, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But he's not doing that.
No, because here's the thing. Yeah. That would be a normal person response.
Yeah, right.
Like a person who actually cares about people. But
so he can't go there.
He can't go there because he can't. Care. Because he's a terrible human being who did terrible things.
Yeah.
And all of his colleagues are like throwing him under the bus. Hoda, Samantha Guthrie.
Yeah,
Meredith Vieira is the one who told Brooke to go to NBC and tell them what happened.
Right.
And then Brooke was subjected to terrible treatment by NBC after that.
Trying to like come back. Creep back in, like test
go
the waters.
Go back, go back. And Ann Curry
right
said she believes Brooke, because Ann Curry, what Matt Lauer did to Ann Curry, I still haven't forgiven.
Okay.
So anyway.
What else?
Oprah. Oprah never had kids. Now people always ask her that, and it's kind of really an annoying question. Very nervy of people. But she said she never. It's very nervy to ask
somebody. When are you going to have kids?
Yeah, if they're going to have kids, why they never had kids.
Okay.
It's like really nervy.
Mm-hmm.
She said she didn't have kids because of all the messed up people she dealt with on her talk show. She says they were messed up because they had mothers and fathers who were not aware of how serious that job is. And apparently she didn't want to be one of those bad parents. She said the depth and responsibility and sacrifice that's actually required to be a mother is unbelievable. Hell yeah. And she didn't have the ability to compartmentalize the way I see other women do. Like, you know, this is work, this is kids, this is that. And nobody gives women
Maybe
the credit they deserve.
In
Hallelujah.
In her defense. I'm trying to think. She wasn't really judgy about being a parent, was she? She wasn't really offering up parental advice.
No.
At least she didn't do that, because that is the
worst.
She
had some experts on there, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think she would ever go on and say, here is how you should raise your kids.
I don't think so. She had the experts. Like, she wasn't a Dr. Oz of parenting.
Well, he's had five, so at least he's got some
advice. So he like tells people what to do, and people listen to him.
He's got the DR in front of him.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
But, Oprah, I don't think she really, she never really did.
At least she didn't do that. Right.
I don't know. I think it's pretty, I totally agree. It's
really
hard to be a parent.
You think she's really with Stedman? You think that's a thing?
Yes.
You do? You don't think
I do.
That's just,
I think you can be in love with some man and have a BFF like Gail.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And go away with them and have fun. And maybe Stedman doesn't want to do the stuff that Gail does.
Stedman seems pleased with life.
I'd love to be married, or not married, but like hanging out with Oprah.
Yeah.
She's got good stuff.
Well,
her favorite things are awesome.
She didn't have to sign any kids up for sports.
Yeah. I know.
Saved her so much money.
So Stedman,
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Uh-oh. I think we got a player today with a shot at $1,000 if she gets all 10 of your questions correct. Ingrid Calder. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning.
Well, I heard you say to Brian when he called you that you've won a lot of these in your car and at the office, right?
I have. You're absolutely right. I'm undefeated, actually.
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
I'm wicked smart.
Wicked smart.
Wicked smart. All right.
But are you super smart? We're going to find out. 10 questions. You get all 10 correct. You win $1,000. Remember, you say pass if you're not sure. We'll get back to it if we have time. Ready to play, Ingrid?
I'm ready to play.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
What's 12 plus 3?
15.
What's the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha.
In Jack and the Beanstalk, Jack sold what for magic beans?
His cow.
A mallard is what kind of bird?
Duck.
What did my true love give to me on the fifth day of Christmas?
Five. Oh, I don't even know. Pass.
Who wrote Catcher in the Rye?
Oh, goodness. I can see him, too. Pass.
Kathleen Turner voiced this cartoon character.
Jessica Rabbit.
What tanning lotion promised the Saint-Tropez tan?
I can see it, too. Pass.
What original animal mascot for Trix cereal was replaced by a rabbit?
What was the original animal?
Yep.
Pass.
What fashion designer is known for the wrap dress?
Dan Van Bussenberg.
What did my true love give to me on the fifth day of Christmas?
5 silver bells.
Oh, man, Ingrid. You did so well, but got a couple of passes.
Okay, you did. Ingrid, you had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct.
That's good.
That's good.
That's passable grade.
Yeah. What she miss?
Okay, what you missed is... My true love gave to me on the fifth day of Christmas 5 gold rings.
Oh, I have Miss Piggy to thank for
me
knowing
too.
That one.
Me too. Ba-dum, bum, bum.
And Band of Soleil is the...
Yes! Good job! That was one. Person who wrote Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger.
I work at a college, too, and I'm going to...
That's all right. You can't... You know, sometimes the pressure. I get it. The original animal mascot for Trick Zero, this was a hard one, was replaced by a rabbit. That would have been a flamingo.
That was tough.
But now you know when you're at a cocktail party, you can say tell these things and people will be like, you're so smart.
You knew Diane
I actually
Von...
know Mrs. Snuffleupagus's first name now, too.
Oh, what is...
Was that a previous question?
I think it's Elias.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't even know that. See?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you're pretty smart.
Ingrid, yeah. So you're an assistant to the Dean of Arts and Sciences at Boston College. So yeah,
I am.
Wow. Well,
at least it's not the literature department.
Yeah, well,
that's true.
You did okay. Not bad. All right, we got a pair of tickets to see Bob. Gotcha, Brian. A pair of tickets to see Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band during their final tour. Yeah.
See?
That's TD Garden Thursday, October 24th. Take Friday off, okay?
Thank you.
Because you're going to rock and roll all night. Now, Brian and Ingrid, you might want to hear this. Here's a little throwback commercial for you. Go ahead.
In Saint-Tropez, almost all they wear is the deep, dark color of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Turn the knife. It's okay.
Oh, Ingrid.
Yes, that's right. It was available in SPF 2, 4, 6, and 8.
Oh, my God.
Well, you want that Saint-Tropez tan.
You don't.
All right, Ingrid, thanks for playing.
Thanks so much.
Super smart.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Good. See, that's all that matters. You got tickets to Bob Seger. Enjoy. All right, the Saint-Tropez tan.
You really like that commercial.
Well, I recall it back in the 80s. Let me guess. Was it a woman shapely by the pool?
Yes. Nailed it.
Yep, got
that
it.
That was it. Yes. 1983. There you go.
You made it weird, Bob.
No, I didn't. I think a jet flew over her.
Yeah.
Oh, memories. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got 3. We're on the board. 58-yard field. freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Yes. All right. Football Friday with Scott Zolak, brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. Proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during tonight's game. Visit ClintonSavings.com. Member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Yeah, Thursday night game. Morning, Scott.
Morning. I don't know what day it is anymore, man.
You are a busy dude. So I saw
work all day, appearances all night, like 4 days in a row. I can't wait for the weekend.
You're a star, man. So I was watching last night, the Patriots All Access. You had Bill in the Bellastrator going. That's the first time I've seen Bill look giddy. He loves talking football with you.
He was excited to be wearing that pink shirt, so he's kind of loosening up a little bit.
Oh. Yeah. No, he loves that Bellastrator, and, you know, that was the first time I've seen him, like, smiling and having fun. It's great.
Well, it's like you walking, Bob, it's like you walking through a freaking, strawberries or Newberry Comics looking at records.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, just giddy.
Strawberries.
Just silly.
Wow, look at this. Air Supply, greatest thing.
All right, Scott. Hey, wow, you had me at Air Supply.
Yeah,
okay.
Nailed it.
All right, so here's the deal. We got this. Yeah, you guys were talking last night, you and Bill, about Daniel Jones being athletic. What are your thoughts about him in the game, the Giants?
Well, I mean, he's athletic enough to make some plays against the team he's played against. Tampa's not very good up front. I think we're too athletic in the front. You know, that defensive front with Jamie Collins, Hightower, Van Noy. I don't really see Jones picking up a lot of plays with his legs. Plus, as you know, we're in the middle of one of these weird fall nor'easters here for 2 days, so you got a lot of wind and rain. And I just think you're going to crowd that line of scrimmage with eight guys. It's going to be very difficult for him to run the ball with his legs.
Make him pass, right?
Yeah, make him pass. That ball be blowing around. Have Gilmore pick a couple off. It'll be good.
Yeah, gust up to 20 miles an hour tonight. So I'm hearing a lot of two-point conversions for the kickers. What do you think?
Let's just go for two. I mean, we can't even kick the ball when the damn wind's not blowing.
So. Right. I agree. Go for two.
I hope they run the ball. I just want to get in and get out in 2.5 hours and go home, to bed.
Yeah. You got a show to do, man.
All right. I feel that every morning.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I like it.
You get a weekend off, right, Zoe?
Boy, she's all giggly today. Huh?
Well, wait till you hear her question.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready
for it? Yeah. I got a question for her. I want to know what your favorite rain song is.
My favorite rain song?
Yeah,
rain.
It's like a rainy day.
Are there a lot?
The one that comes to my head is the one that goes, I saw you walking in the rain.
Orange Juice Jones.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd lean towards Eddie Rabbit myself.
Oh yes. I Love a Rainy Night.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or you could go Milli Vanilli, Blame It on the Rain.
Yes, these
deep,
are good.
Man,
these are good. You've been walking around strawberries?
Yeah, no kidding.
Shut up.
Okay, Zoe.
Purple Rain. All right. Here's your Zoe question.
Here's my question.
There you go.
All right. So we read the statistic that 1 in 4 people have had been sexually attracted to a cartoon character. What cartoon?
Family show.
Yep.
Family.
What cartoon character have you think is attractive in that way?
Oh, God. Well, I mean, like, for old people, it'd be like Wilma Flintstone.
Oh, wow. You Wilma.
Betty Rubble,
Betty Rubble. But for like from current day and state, I would go Jessica Rabbit, right?
Jessica Rabbit. She's
very
Jessica curvy.
Jessica Rabbit's current, huh?
She's a quick pick.
Very curvy.
That's easy. Easy pick on that
Not
one.
Not Daphne?
Well, you asked Fred down the hall, and he also went Jessica Rabbit as well. So you guys get that in common.
Oh, you got Fred awake. That's good.
Yeah,
I know. He's actually responding.
And he's wearing pants.
We checked his pulse.
Yeah.
He's got pants.
All right. We know you got a busy day. Zoe, give us the score of tonight's game, buddy.
Ooh, 27-10. Pass. 17. They cover.
Wow. What is this? What is the spread?
15, 14, something like that.
Are you serious? Good.
I think so.
Wow. Okay, I got to go.
All right, I got to go.
I got to call somebody. Thank you, buddy. Scott Zolak, you'll hear him tonight on the Sports Hub 98.5. Yeah, I saw Fred this morning walking the halls, and he came out with an easy peasy.
It's
Jessica
a good question
Rabbit.
To ask, you know, at family dinner.
Oh, boy.
I can't believe Scott went back to the Flintstones for that.
You know, it's like when your brain is young, it's impressionable.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's right.
But, you know, I was never really had a thing for Fred.
No, nobody
did. He seemed
like
a slacker.
Slob.
Those brontosaurus burgers.
He's kind of rude to Barney.
Yeah.
But Brian, you had a little comment about Betty Rubble.
What?
Someone said her butt was good. Nice.
Rock hard.
Rock hard. Rock
oh,
hard.
My God.
I like that. There you go.
Rock Flintstones Joe.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Did I ever tell you my theory about why he didn't marry Sherry?
What's the theory?
She'd be Sherry Perry. And who wants to be Sherry Perry? When you think about it.
I can't believe you've actually thought about this.
I did. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of time as a DJ.
Yeah, really.
Playing songs and thinking.
I know.
Gee, what can I say about that? Sherry Perry.
That's what you came up
that
with,
that was
huh?
all I had.
Wow.
That's all I had. All right. Speaking of DJ stuff, we have a woman on the phone who wants to do a shout-out to her husband. So, Cheryl, go ahead. Make your shout-out.
I want to give a big shout-out to John Mason.
Okay. Why?
Why? Yeah. Just because he's just the best dad and the best husband, and we've had like one of those months where teaching my daughter to drive a standard.
Oh.
The axle broke. They called me. I'm in my pajamas, and the axle broke. And
jeez.
They're down the street at a school, and I'm like, I drove down in my pajamas, and there's a tow truck. I'm like, then I'm driving home from work. My Lincoln, the alternator breaks.
Oh, my God. You've had a month.
Jeez. You shout out to your mechanic. Isn't
it? You know, no. You know what? That's why he's such a god. He, like, saves the day. He saves everybody's butt in the house.
Oh, that's awesome.
I think he needs to know it.
Well, thank you, Cheryl.
It's like when it rains, it pours.
There it is. There's your shout out.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
bye,
you.
Cheryl.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Bye. Yeah, an awkward shout out, but, you know. To her husband, who
that's
saves
nice.
The day.
Saves the day.
Saves everybody's butt, so she said. Yeah, so we'll do some occasional shout-outs from time to time. Okay, and they're usually awkward, so that makes it fun.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.